episode number 1232 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Terrence Rodriguez. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is tooth. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it.
Pain that affects a single tooth due to toothache is probably the most common symptom of dental disorder. If a permanent tooth is knocked out or falls out of the mouth, this is considered a dental emergency. The tooth may not appear for several days or weeks or even months, and it may not erupt at all. Maybe you have a tooth that has been severely damaged by trauma or decay, or maybe your dentist has told you that the tooth has become very decayed and that he needs to remove some caries and tissue. When you receive a filling, your dentist will remove the tooth decay material and replace it with something else to restore the shape of the teeth. If your tooth decay is severe, it will use a crown instead of a filling to repair the damage. Your dentist can restore your teeth by filling them with fillers, but only after filling them with fillers and removing all the corrupted dental tissue. However, if you have a typical cavity, a dentist will remove you and bring you back to a tooth that fills it, removes all the tissue and returns it to its original shape. While you may need a dental crown to give strength and support to your teeth, dead teeth tend to be brittle and break easily, so they can be more brittle. Because dead teeth are brittle, some people need crowns inserted to give extra support and strength to the teeth. Since dental crowns are often placed on the same day as fillings and not after a filling, your dentist has many tricks in store. A pediatric dentist will ensure that your teeth develop normally and that there are no dental problems. Although avoiding dental cavities is ideal, do not worry if you get a cavities and forget to diagnose it. Visit the dentist regularly and he can help to detect and treat tooth decay before it gets worse. If your teeth are just chipped, make sure you visit your dentist to fill and smooth them. He can also take x-rays that can show tooth decay and check your tooth for soft or sticky areas. If you go to the hospital emergency room for a broken or fallen tooth, you will probably be referred by a dental specialist who can properly assess, diagnose and treat the tooth. Make an appointment with the dentist if you notice swelling in your mouth or other signs of tooth decay. If your tooth is broken or broken, your dentist will recommend various treatments based on the type of crack the tooth has suffered. Some teeth can be torn due to natural causes, such as tooth decay, but other causes can also lead to an affected tooth. An affected tooth should be treated as quickly as possible and not cause pain or discomfort. You can get to the dental office in time and have access to your tooth, and your dentist can repair or reimplant the broken tooth. If a tooth is severely broken or knocked out, or if nerves are exposed, it can be a little sensitive and require root canal treatment. Root canals are necessary if damage to the teeth or infection has spread to the gingival membrane. For example, if an abscess has formed on the teeth, your dentist will perform root canal treatment to remove the infection and seal the tooth. If an adult tooth is knocked out, go to the dentist immediately and try to get it back in place. Once the tooth has been removed, you should have a dental bridge or implant fitted, and then replace it with a few, which can actually improve your oral health. Take an x-ray of each tooth in your mouth to see if you can see decay with your eyes alone. Take an x-ray of all the teeth in your mouth for a quick check, especially for those you can't see with the eye alone, such as teeth with cavities or cavity-inclined teeth. Before we tackle the causes of tooth decay, we should consider what each tooth is and what it is made of. The first sign of tooth decay is when a tooth develops root exposure or a hole in the alveolar cavity, the base of the tooth. This becomes visible when the teeth emerge from the alveolar socket due to a traumatic tooth injury or when root eruptions are caused by damage to the supporting tissue, such as a broken tooth or collarbone. As the teeth get longer, their tooth growth increases, and the number of cavities increases. When a tooth is knocked out, it tears the periodontal ligaments and the tissue that clings to the tooth. The pain does not occur through the dentine, however, but through a layer of tissue in the posterior part of the mouth, which is called the periodontal membrane.
Episode 1232 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Terrence Rodriguez. Adios.